When we talk about privacy, it's important to recognize that privacy itself is informed by each country's historical and cultural experience. I say this as being important because oftentimes when we talk about privacy and data protection, we lawyers think about the laws surrounding personal information. But privacy itself is a broader concept. In Europe and Latin America, where historically data has been used to persecute people, think about the Holocaust, laws account for this. In fact, under the EU's constitution, which it's called its Charter of Human Rights, respect for privacy and family life and protection of personal data is right there with the right to liberty and security as a recognized right of citizens in the EU. Compare this to the United States, where personal data has primarily been used for marketing and business. It's also a national security issue in the US. And then let's compare again to China, where China's personal information protection law has been driven more by the Chinese government's concerns about national security and preserving social order. Depending on the jurisdiction, of course, the scope of privacy and data protection laws vary. We'll address how the scope varies in the next slide, but something to really keep in mind is that China's PIPL, its law, covers 1/5 of the world's population. So the scope can depend on that context. It's rather remarkable that PIPL also has very strict cross-border restrictions and localization requirements that really will impact how businesses are able to do business at all in China. Finally, the digital era has greatly complicated privacy issues and problems, and you'll see I've listed a non-exhaustive list of the kinds of privacy issues and problems that come up. This is pulled from a working document that NIST is circulating right now. Note the first topic is insecurity, and I want us to really focus on that at the cybersecurity conference because cybersecurity is a component of privacy. Without data security, you cannot have privacy, and when you lack data protection, it opens up your company to many other privacy harms like loss of trust, exposure to economic loss, and identity theft, and other related harms. So let's consider kind of the laws very widely and broadly. Again, here I want to point out we're focusing on data laws, not the rights to privacy. With these laws, there are differing definitions about what data is covered and the individuals that are covered. For example, China's PIPL recognizes three categories of information: personal information, sensitive information, and important data, which the law defines as any data that may endanger national security, public interest, or the legitimate rights and interests of an individual or organization once such data has been tampered with, destroyed, leaked, or illegally obtained or used. And my law partner and I were kind of laughing about that definition because that could be any data that the regulator decides is important data at the time, leaked data effectively, which encompasses, it could encompass personal information, it could encompass trade secrets, you just don't know. The territorial scope is also something that is a differentiator among some of these laws. There are extraterritorial applications, cross-border transfer issues, and localization requirements. China's PIPL, again, let's focus on that. They have localization requirements for health, smart car data, and banking industries. And then Russia, of course, has strict localization requirements requiring all Russian citizens' data to be stored on servers in Russia. Responsibilities related to collection, processing, governance, record keeping, and minimization are something that is also addressed in these laws, as are individual rights, which vary: correction, access, portability, deletion. Data security is generally a unifying component of all of the laws. then data breach notification and cooperation with regulators is something that is becoming more prominent. Japan's law was recently actually amended to update a requirement for data breach notification. Finally, there are remedies, liabilities, and penalties, which can include fines, statutory penalties, private rights of action, and even criminal liability, for example, in Singapore, and we'll talk about that more later.